Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all right, so we're here, we're just chilling, y'all. I'm just playing music, vibing, sipping my cocktail. Pops is not here right now. I am a little cocktail, I'm not going to lie, at this point. We will get off. I'm reading some of the comments. I find it amazing. My heart is with no tea, it's amazing that you spend your time on a page that you don't like. Well, yeah, there is a lot of people that do that, especially, and their faves are live. But they'd be over here, so I don't understand how that necessarily works. Ciao, I'm just glad that y'all over here, you know, kicking it with me. Shout out to Richard. But if you guys want to call in, we're still taking some calls, or we can play some music and get on out of here. So 563-999-3658. If anybody would like to call in. Oh, hey, Bianca. She says she's been listening, just haven't been chatting. Okay, cool. And that's what I like about this app. Like, you can be listening, but still be doing other things on your phone and getting into some things. But, yeah, you know, I love this platform because it just gives me an outlet to just kind of be a little bit more raw and uncut over here. You guys kind of like that. And, child, these people be having me fucked up because I be wanting to say so much stuff. And I just be like, girl, these people be really, really trying me. Like, and I be like, some of the shit that people do don't be making no motherfucking sense to me. And I be getting so irritated. But then I have to also learn that sometimes people are doing things to get under your skin. So you cannot be irritated. But it's just like, it's not even the people, it'd be the followers, because it'd be like, bitch, like you can, like how I played that audio of Millie and her clearly not responding in a, you know, or just her, or me clearly saying, girl, it's no tea, like let's work on some like genuine shit. Somebody over there is literally going to make it seem like, oh yeah, he's jealous of you. He played the audio. It's like, what? He's hurting because you didn't work with him. It'd be like, girl, like that'd be the stuff that gets under my skin. And I know I got to get over that, but it'd be like the delusion of the fans that I'd be like, bro, are you fucking serious? Like, are you fucking, like, sometimes the way people think, bro, like that shit be like, it don't even really be the content creators. It'd be the fucking logic of some of the fans. I'd be like, nigga, are you serious? Like, it could be spelled in plain English, and a motherfucker will take that shit and make it mean something else. And I'd be like, yo, this shit is crazy. I'd literally be like, yo, this shit is mad crazy. I'm like, this shit be, like, off the chain. Like, crazy. Like, it'd be fucking crazy. All right, we got two people on here. We have one person I've seen. But you hung up 415. But yeah, it just be mad crazy. So the lines is open if anybody wants to call in. I'm trying to drink so much because, bitch, the next day I don't be no good. And I'm supposed to be going on a walk with my mother tomorrow. So I'm not going to stay on all night. But no, I got to get on this walk with her. So 3978, you've been making it through all night. So what's popping?
Hey, Aman. So I just wanted to talk about those two clips that you played. I'm just tired of everyone attacking you about this whole black woman agenda, but then you have like this whole other platform speaking on children on welfare, talking about Cardi B's daughter, and talking about black kids, basically, because the majority of her followers are black women that are probably on welfare with kids. So it's like
right.
You guys still follow her, but you guys come on Amon's show attacking him about black women. It makes no sense. So I just really had to, like, really speak on that because it really, like, just gets under my skin about that because I don't feel, like, any negativity from you about black women. But yeah, if you used to say those exact words she said, do you understand your page would get shut down?
Do you understand the videos that would be made, the people that would be dragged? It's like, that's why I'd be like, girl, like, it's like, I don't, that's why I'm like, I feel like, am I the chosen one? Because it's like, I would fucking get demolished if I was to say some shit like that.
Exactly. So I just hope after tonight, like you said, they will stop speaking on you, stop talking about you not liking black women. And if they do speak on that in that same sentence, they need to speak on her saying what she just said, period. But that's all I really want to say.
Thank you so much and for understanding that, because I'd be so lost. Like, girl, do you not hear some of the things that this chick has said? But it's not even really about that. It's just like we all say things. But it's like, if Armand says something, it's the end of the fucking world. That's the only reason why I get to these places where I start to try to expose what others said. Because if you're honestly asking me, I don't really care what she said because it don't affect me. I don't care because I understand that we all say things. It only becomes a problem for me when it's a problem for me to make a mistake. Or me to say something a little bit beyond the line, but everybody else can just say things above the line and then push narratives about me crossing the line. That's when I have to go and say something. You know what I mean? But if people weren't trying to push these narratives on me, I wouldn't give a fuck.
But she can't be saying those things about you while she's saying these things herself. And then she, like you said, she uses the pain of black women to build her page while she's saying these words about, and I know I'm probably going to get attacked, but she says mean things about Cardi B, who is, she may not be considered black, but she is part of our community, whether you like it or not. She is,
mm-hmm.
She has a black child. She has a black husband. She's very much part of our community. And, you know, I'm half Dominican, and I consider myself full black because Dominicans are black. She may be
mm-hmm.
light-skinned, but she is a black woman, period, whether you want to consider her that or not. But you say Amon is attacking black women, but you constantly do that every day. You attack one black woman, or whether if you don't want to call her a black woman, she still has a black child who you called ugly. She called a child ugly.
Right.
Like
a black kid, too.
Repeatedly, and she had no shame in it. And she said it aggressively. So I just hope they have that same energy from this day forward.
Thank you. That's all I ask. All I ask for people. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, let's take another one. 202-9542, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's going on?
Hey, yeah, I know I'm kind of late. I don't usually call in. I just listen. I think you are so entertaining.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad.
I actually started listening to you. I guess this was around the beef with you and Tasha K. And I was like, who is this guy she's talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then I found your channel. And at first it was a little biased because I like Tasha, you know. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, after just getting, you know, after watching you, like, I couldn't help but watch you again. And then again, you know, you're just super entertaining. We love having you on this kind of platform that you're on right now. I know it's not generating a lot of money, but I feel like it's for us because
yes.
if you look in the beginning when it first when you first come on, the first thing is this feels so intimate. I like this. It's like being in a room with your friends and y'all just kicking
mm-hmm.
and kicking and you know. So I just wanted to call and say that. And I like the interview with I like that you're talking to Richard because I feel like had you not been talking to him, we wouldn't really have known the other side because I feel like, you know, Ra Ali, even though she's beginning in this, she has a bigger platform than he, which
mm-hmm.
means a lot of voice. So I was really glad to, like, just hear the other side because when you only hear that one side and then they're putting out their receipts, it does make him look messy and, you know, like, oh, another person that flipped on somebody probably over whatever. But, you know, like hearing his information, you get to make your own educated decision. I like that.
Well, you know what? You did a thorough breakdown, and I appreciate you, and you're right. I like this because it does feel intimate, but I like the idea that we still bring numbers here. And if people want to come here, like, it's cool, you know. Eventually this will, you know, create a profit because the people do support and they cash app and they donate. But
mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for that, and I'm glad for Richard because he's been on here and calling in and helping contribute to the show and, you know, giving his insight. And I like this format because it's more chill. Like, I feel like you can be laying in the bed and turn this on your Bluetooth and chill or – you know, scroll on Instagram, read tweets, and check an email, scroll on Facebook, but you're not missing the action. You know what I mean?
And
so,
you know what? Let me tell you something. Being quarantined all day, you don't miss really nothing on TV. You've seen it all already. So it's
right.
like, oh, yeah, just to sit back and, you know, hear some tea, hear some music, whatever. You know, I like
yes.
it.
Thank
you.
You so much. No problem.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, all right, let's do a song, and 415, I'm going to take you right after that.
Hello.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Hey, I'm sticking her arm on. Wow. Hey, Armand, my name's Michael.
Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Hey, I'm here in San Francisco. I never hear anyone calling from San Francisco. Have you noticed
well,
that?
Well, we do have one guy. He's actually interesting. He sounds like he's under the covers. But you probably won't have a lot of people calling from San Francisco because there's not a lot of black people in San Francisco that, you know, follow the Armand Wiggins show.
But that's ridiculous. You don't have to be black to listen to the Armand Wiggins show.
You don't have to be black, but if you live in California, specifically, you know, the Bay Area and San Francisco, you know how that goes. Are you black?
Yeah.
Well, then, you
I'm
know,
say,
most
I'm
black.
I'm going to say yeah, because I don't want you to drag me.
No, I'm just, okay, well, then you know that most black boys that live in the city, especially, they don't even date black. They is either Asian or some type of Caucasian or, you know, and it, as the
well,
further,
think,
the deeper back you go, Central Valley, it becomes
eyes.
Hispanic. But what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, they're mostly going for a white guy.
Yeah, white or Asian. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But, you know, Armand, well, first of all, I want to tell you that I thoroughly enjoy you. You're very entertaining. I actually like you on this radio, Real Radio 1. I'm enjoying that as well. But I have to say that I do enjoy watching you as well. But,
okay, thank you.
Where were you last night? Because I found you. And you haven't talked about what you were doing last night, where you were.
What do you mean? You found me where?
Well, you were listening. You were on the loquacious or the low some. You were in some chat. Or it was a YouTube station, and it was about the Wiley Show.
Uh-huh.
And your name was all connected to that, and you were in the room. What was that all about? That I was hoping you were going to talk about that.
Oh, child, I don't know. That's going on over on the official King Payne. He's doing a documentary on that.
Payne,
I'm not. Yes, I don't know. I'm just watching that. There's a lot of information that's being told. I don't know what's going on with that.
That was crazy.
Here. Yes, I'm just watching like everyone else.
That is crazy. Well, you apparently had interviewed that guy.
Right. Right. No, but the guy who was even talking, I had no idea that that guy even knew who I was.
Oh, well, I got to go back and try to find what that interview was that you had with him, because that just sounded really twisted. And then they were interviewing, or he was playing a recording of this guy from New York that was going to do a radio show with him, and then
that's the guy that I said that guy knew me. I didn't know that he knew me, but yeah, you got to get all that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Wiley.
No,
with those strange eyes.
No, the guy with the strange eyes, absolutely not. No, I do know him. He's around. He's a Durant, like he's going to get his rocks off that we're mentioning him here, because he thinks that, you know, I'm threatened by him. But I hope everybody follows him, because it doesn't matter how many followers he gets off of this. We'll never work together, bitch. I'll put that in, like, it doesn't matter. Who knows that we were cool? I don't care who follows him, you know. But yeah, so the official King Payne is doing a video on him. However, if you go to his page, he doesn't want to address the official King Payne. Because he feels like official King Payne is beneath him, because he has more subscribers and he finds it more beneficial to make the commentary about me. For whatever reason, that particular guy, Wiley, is hell bent on attaching himself to me and garnering my audience. I don't know what that's going to do for him.
He's not even in your lane. That's a whole nother. He's not even in your lane, so I don't even know.
Yeah, I'll be honest. We lose a few people to there. Just like, remember, I don't know if you were listening. You heard a girl call in, and she was like, she found me through the Tasha K beat, and then she stayed. That happens here. Like, I mentioned
him.
Somebody's going to go Google him, and they're going to go follow him and be like, oh, I found you through Armand, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it happens. That's why he does what he does.
When you say lose, you mean people actually stop listening to you and start going to his station?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You don't mean that?
No, they do. They do. They do.
What? I just don't see a comparison.
There's really not. But it doesn't become a comparison as talent or skill level. It becomes a comparison of, you know, likability. So I might say something that might be against, you know, I might say, you know, the sky is blue. So then he's watching right now. And so anybody that was offended by the sky is blue comment, he'll go and say, well, the sky is actually green. So then all of those people that were pissed off that I said the sky was blue, they'll become his supporters because he said the sky is green.
Well, then they're just wishy-washy people.
And
they were
and
never.
So that's kind of how that works.
I'm all about loyalty. I mean, I like to hear what other people's perspective, so that, because it's something that I wouldn't know otherwise. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. Also, the other things, like, I love your music, but I wish there was some way that you could give us the artist or the name of the song, you know, like just
yes.
We can.
So I'm working on that. I'm working on that. We might, what I will do, just as a treat, because we used to do it on YouTube, I will go back and forth from Real Radio 1 to YouTube. I'm trying to figure out a way to do so. I'm not understanding why this app is not doing it. But yes, that is something that I want to figure out.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to get with the people. This is a smaller app, but now on my website, I haven't completely embedded it yet, but I'm trying to find a way to do it on my website. So if you just want to listen on the Armand Wiggins Show and read some.com and read some blogs and do some things like that, eventually we're going to have it there. So then there's going to be a little player of the station, and then it'll hopefully play the artist and things like that.
Okay.
So thank you for the feedback, because that is something that a lot of people have been wanting to know.
Yeah, I want to know what music you're playing. Like, what the fuck is he playing? It's like, I love that song. I love that song. It's like you did a Nicki song with Drake. And I was like, I think I've heard that song before, and it's like a couple of years old, right? You just played it. Not ago. Yeah, it was nice. I'm glad that you don't just play like the latest stuff. You even play stuff that was, you know, 2-3 years old. I like that also. That's
yeah,
nice. I like
because
it.
The song, yeah. Like we play a lot
song
of different
is a song is a song, and if it's good, it's good, it's good, right?
Yes.
The other thing I wanted to compliment you on is I love, and I had no idea that he was your boyfriend, but I love your boyfriend, your partner. I don't know how you guys define yourselves. But I love him on your show.
Yeah, me too. He just doesn't
want
to come on tonight. Yeah, Pops. Yeah, he just wanted to come on. He's not a big this is not his thing. He only does it because I ask him to. But he likes to actually watch the show.
I love his voice. I love listening to his voice. I love the interchange that you guys have. I like hearing him laugh. You know, he lets you do you. You can totally tell he lets you do you.
He does.
You're off thinking about the next thing. You're off focused on the next thing while he's still talking. And you're kind of engaged to what he's – your dynamic is very entertaining for me. I enjoy him on the show. So
yeah, because you get to see both personalities, huh? And it's entertaining
to you. You're so different. You're so completely different, but I get how it works, though. He lets you be, and you appreciate that. And I think that's really important to let a person just be, and the other person is just, you know – I can see how he grounds you. He probably grounds you. I get that. And I'm also curious about your when you do tarot cards, because I also read tarot cards. But one day I would love to call in when you're doing the tarot cards and have you read me. That would be
interesting. Yeah, we could do that. We'll do that on my other channel. We do it here sometimes, too. I just haven't done it in a while. You know why? Because, like, I don't like to read cards when I personally feel like my mind is not completely clear, because I feel like I'm not doing
a for sure.
Like, and I feel like with this quarantine and me trying to focus on work and things like that, like, my mind, I would be lying to say I'm the most centered as I could be. You know what
Good
I'm
point.
Saying? So I don't want to fake it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Does that
like
make
that
sense?
No, it makes you sound sincere, and it makes you sound like you're legitimate. You know, you're not faking. You're not faking the funk. You're legitimate. I will say, you just think so funny. I'm trying to remember what the topic was, but this guy came on. And he was a young guy. I don't know where he was from, but basically you called him out. I was like, oh, psychic ability is coming in. And he was basically a prostitute. Oh, I know. I think he was down in L.A. He was coming from the L.A. area.
Okay.
And do you remember you read him and you said, I'm sensing you probably are, you didn't call him a prostitute. You almost said the word, but you used another word. Do you remember that guy?
Yes, I do. He was an escort. And then he didn't want me to read him, and I was trying to get
him
advice.
He didn't want you to read him?
No, he didn't want to hear the truth at that time. We never heard from him again.
I was literally rolling on the phone as you were reading
him. Yeah, but I had some
him,
messages
like,
for him, and it wasn't even just those days. He didn't
like,
want to hear
it. You need to give it to him, but he was not receptive to it. But I could feel that you had so much to say that you wanted to tell him, and he was not receptive to it.
Mm-mm.
That was really, really funny. And one other thing that I just, these are things that I just sort of wanted to talk to you about. You, I was on the bus, I was on Muni coming home, and I had you in my earphones, and you were reading Storm Monroe.
Okay.
Oh my God, I was laughing so hard on the bus.
I don't know what it was about that read, but let me tell you something. I got phone calls from high and low. And when I say high and low, I mean subscribers all the way to fucking television executives. Like, bitch, like Hollywood execs were calling me about that. I'm like, what was that? Like, what did that do for people?
Ooh, it felt good.
Did it?
It felt
like,
good.
I didn't intend for it to infiltrate that way. I really did not. And to be honest with you, I felt bad afterwards because I personally feel like he is not the same
that, really.
Since that day.
He deserved it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you read him, but good. You read him. But
you know why I did that, though? You know why I did that? Because I felt like I let him get passes on numerous occasions, and I felt like he built a platform. Majority of his followers came during the I Hate Armand OG Basketball Wives
right.
Monkey.
Yeah.
So he got
a
lot of people during that time. And
right.
he would keep throwing shade at me. And there were
Got
so
it.
Many people trying to, push this narrative that he was going to surpass me, and I was jealous of that. Listen, YouTube is YouTube. I can't control the people.
No,
like me. I know more people watch me than actually are subscribed.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't want to subscribe to me because they just want to be dicks. You get what I'm saying? But they watch. You get what I'm saying? Now, for him, he might
be addictive. I'm going to tell you, you are addictive, Armand. Go ahead.
He has a higher subscription rate, but I don't think he's as memorable. Yeah, he has a higher subscription rate. But
okay.
to me, in my opinion, I have a higher influence rate. So to me,
that makes sense. Sure.
Influence is more important than the subscription.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At the end of the day, it is. Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know what I mean?
I do. You can take this other elsewhere. It doesn't have to be YouTube as an influencer.
Yeah.
You can actually take it elsewhere. But
mm-hmm,
if you just
mm-hmm.
have this subscription, where can you really take that? Then you can do, just like you're doing this radio station right now.
Right.
He couldn't do that.
No.
There's no way he could do that. I do have to say that he did this one segment that I thought was really funny where he was giving prescriptions. I thought that was kind of funny, but it was just, I just found it to be too mean-spirited after a while. And I was like, you know what? This is just kind of ugly. You're just going after people just for the sake of being mean and ugly and mean-spirited.
Well, here's the thing with him. I think that, if I take the beef out of it, like I was saying, like I got at him because I felt like he sat on that platform with Tasha K and T.S. Madison, and he felt like he was feeling himself. So he took that as a time to, like, try to come for me, and I wanted him to know, bitch, don't you ever play with me.
It was very subtle. It was a very subtle come for you.
Yeah,
but
I wanted him to be very – but it was one of those moments where if I would have let him get away with it, he would have continued. And that was when the line needed to be drawn in the sand that I'm not a fucking gang.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because too many people had – you could tell too many people had been in his ear letting him know that – I mean, making him think that he was a threat to me. Or that he was bothering me in a way. And we are not the same.
Right. No, you're not. You made that very clear that night.
Yeah, we are
not
the same. So, okay. So now as far as the prescriptions, and again, that's the difference. You see me, you can get into a dialogue. I have an opinion. We break things down. We agree. We disagree. We roast. We gag. We kiki. And we do that. Now him, I think the reason why, if I had to just come with a reason why I feel like the subscription rate is higher, because his stuff is more roasting and dragging.
Exactly.
Where I roast and I drag, but that's not 95% of my commentary. Like my commentary is a lot of opinion based, so a lot of people get more offended by me. because my viewpoint,
making social observations, which are really good. I like to hear that perspective.
Yeah.
Which you're not getting from someone just roasting somebody else. That's just mean-spirited.
Right. See, it takes a person like you to understand. See, that's why I said we're not the same. I probably would grow too if every celebrity I put on the side of me, I just talk shit about them all day. But
yeah.
I don't sit in ropes. Like, that's not me. Like, we
right.
actually have a dialogue. Like, I can sit up here and talk shit about everybody, every celebrity that I want to do a story on, and I just drag them.
Exactly.
You know, and there's going to be millions of miserable people at
right.
home that hate the fact that people are well off.
That would be draining after a while because, like, let's say you and I are over at Zuni Cafe and you're just roasting people as they're walking by. It might be funny the first 15 minutes of that. After a while, that's exhausting. But if we're sitting around and we're commenting about maybe an incident that just happened and you're giving your perspective about it and I'm giving mine and we're disagreeing about it, but we're also agreeing about certain things and then we start laughing about it, and blah, blah. Now, that's a conversation. That's something that can go on for an hour. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that whole thing, 10, 15 minutes of it, I got a headache now. I don't want to do this anymore. It's negative. It's not uplifting me. It's not giving me anything. So,
And at the same time, it's not even stimulating me in a way of having an opinion. However, I also noticed that with his platform, he was, you know, he found a niche. There was a lot of dark-skinned black women who...
That are angry.
Yes. So
and bitter.
He would tap into them. So he tapped into that by roasting light skin and racially ambiguous, you know, and women. And so they would all support that over
right.
there. And then I didn't make it any better by calling OG a monkey. So then he did a prescription on me. And then he was working with Tasha K. So everybody was like, and then he played the straight role. So there was a lot of also lonely
yeah,
women that
was,
hoping that there's a guy that's,
awkward,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then it's like, oh, so then there's where a lot of support came from. Because content wise, or just if I have to be honest with you, I feel like the only reason why he's doing the type of content that he's doing is because it worked. It's not because I feel like this is who he is.
Oh, interesting.
But I feel like he sacrificed. His
integrity.
But not for nothing, the money's probably good. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be honest. The money's probably good, but I don't think that this is not who he is
at
the core.
That's not good for your spirit.
Yeah, I don't think this is really who he is.
Okay, well, that's big of you to say that. That's actually really big of you to say that, yeah. You know, I actually noticed a change in Tasha K. That she seems like she's distancing herself from him. I don't know if you noticed that, but she definitely seems like she's distancing herself from him. And even the way she's presenting her information, she's coming across much more sophisticated than there was a period where she was getting a little raunchy. And I think she's pulled that back and dialed it back, and she just seems a little more like she's ready to be like a Wendy Williams. To be honest,
Tasha K goes through these different mental spells of trying to rebrand. Tasha K is going through a lot. Tasha K, in my opinion, Tasha K has gotten to a point where, you know, she has reached the ceiling and she's got the success, the notoriety. People know her, but then she's also know that she's played a very dirty game to get there. So, yes,
get there,
you're successful. Yes, you're financially well, but at the same time, you don't have a lot of friends. You can't really sleep thoroughly at night. Your family.
Well, who
else
went through that? Going through that right now. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you get what I'm saying? So it comes to a point where I think she battles, like, you know, like, is the success worth my happiness? You know, so at sometimes I feel like she, because I at the core of her, I do feel like, I don't feel like she's that miserable of a human being, but I feel like she's went through so much where she there's a piece of her that died, and so and this is her way to say to the world, I will be something. And for all you motherfuckers that thought you were perfect, I'll expose something about you. Tasha K gives me that she was bullied.
Okay, well that sounds very much like Wendy Williams.
You know what I'm saying?
Very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And okay. Well, I noticed a shift in her, and I like the shift where she is right now. So, you know, I hope she stays at that level because it's much more positive. No, it's not negative. And I like where you are with regard to her right now. You gave her some great props earlier today when you were talking about her production, how wonderful her production is, and you admire that, and it inspires you. And
because I'm
better,
a realist, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my thing
is
this.
That was really honest and big of you. I love that you said that. I hope she heard that, you know?
Yeah, because you know why? I'm tired of being the one that people look to, because I got people, like, dragging on my coattails. But what I have to say, when I see her shit, I'm like, yes, God, bitch. I see, like, she keeps me going, to because I'm like, but you're not going to leave me. Like, see, a lot of people think, like,
right.
Like, see, most people think that I'm worried about a Wiley or a Mob Radio.
No, I don't,
like,
see that in comparison.
No,
I,
you know why? Because I'm past that. Like, if anything, like I'm not,
that,
like, because it's not even about content or quite, like, when, like, think of, if you really look at my page and you look at, like, what I'm modeled after, bitch, I'm focused on Tasha. Like, look at my thumb. Like, if you look at my thumbnails and a Wiley thumbnails and a Mob, they model after me, bitch. I'm looking at, I don't ever look at what Wiley does or Mob Radio does. I don't even look at what Storm does. I feel like she upgraded Storm because I was talking. I don't even look at what Lovely T does. Bitch, I be looking at Tasha K, because that hoe, her shit is progressive.
It is
her
good.
Shit is,
no,
progressive.
It does look good.
And so when people
good,
be...
I don't know. Your blue screen looks really good, Armand. When you came up with that, I was like, okay, I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that much better
that
than
was an accident.
All that,
that
bullshit
was an
in the
accident.
Background, trying to look like this is my house or this is my... What is that other chick's name, the one? What is her name?
I like Layla Lynn. I took her class. She's a very kinder spirit. I like Layla Lynn. She's a sweet girl, and she's a Christian lady. Yeah. And I took Layla Lynn's class.
Ooh,
I like Layla Lynn.
A little anger from her.
I like Layla Lynn.
I get angry. Sometimes I question some of the stuff that's coming out of her mouth. Like, she's a little incited and stuff. Not to start anything on your station right now, but yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. But anyhow, nonetheless, my point is that the way your production, I think, is one of the best, if not.
Well, yeah. Well, because my thing was this, but I have to be honest with you. Bitch, I was like, what? Because I never forget this. I was talking to Tasha K, and she was like, listen, the only thing that's different between me and you and everybody else, and it's not my fault, it's just my quality. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, hold on, bitch.
Hold on, right?
No, girl, you don't know Armand Wiggins, bitch. I'm not no broke girl.
That's all she needed to say.
I live in California, bitch. My family's
right?
From San Francisco, girl. Like, you must not know about us in the Bay Area, bitch. Like, don't you ever challenge me with a good time. And so I went and looked that up because, you know, that, because listen, my father, you know, I haven't been able to do what he's done, but like, I don't have the typical gay boy, like, story. Like, my father was my everything, and my dad bought his first home at 23 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I've never, I've lived with my dad, like, we've never lived in an apartment and done anything. Yeah. Like, so everybody doesn't have that. Like, so, girl, I understand where you're coming from.
Right. So, you're
don't.
Privileged. So, you're
not,
okay.
not privileged because my mom was different. When I lived with her, we lived in an apartment, but she lived in Livermore. She didn't live in Oakland. You get what I'm saying? My dad bought his house. He bought a house in Oakland, and he bought a house in Richmond. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. You guys weren't poor and broke down.
No,
guys are doing well.
So what I'm saying is this. I've had my dad around. Like, I don't have this story of, bitch, my whole family's fucked up, and I'm this and I'm that, and I'm proud of that. So, girl, I know how to expect nice things. Now, the only time I've been broke is when I started to live on my own, because that's when I realized that my parents' success was not my success. So, bitch, now me, Armand, I've been homeless. I've had food stamps. I've done all that. You know what I mean? However, I still understood that, girl, you know, I watched my dad go, and me and my stepmom used to go on the weekends and go look at the model homes. And my dad used to say, okay, this is the house we wanted. Every couple of weeks when we were getting the house built, we would go and drive around the corner and see, watch the house getting made. I had that. I was able to see our house get built from the ground
the
up.
Build,
so,
yeah,
girl, when she was talking to me, I almost was like, girl, I don't know who you think I am, but girl, I can get that too. So when
That's
I got
right.
my first YouTube check, because I was never afraid to work, I was
uh-huh.
and Jason Lee instilled this in me, and he didn't realize that. But Jason Lee told
oh.
me, find a good job. He told me, get a good job that can fund your career. So I started working for AT&T Mobility Corporate. So, yeah, so with that and accompanied with my YouTube, when I got my
yeah.
first check, I spent it all on a camera and
Look
a microphone.
Hey,
because I knew at the end of the day, maybe this money wouldn't be consistent, but my quality would be good enough, because
that's right.
you know, you're only as good as you look. So like, let's
that's
say you got Charlamagne
first
and
first
or Wendy Williams or Jason Lee
right.
or these people watching you, right?
That's
so,
right.
Because I'm this kind of person. If I'm watching a video, I'm
mm-hmm.
not just looking at the quality or listening to the content, but I
yeah.
notice the microphone.
That's
and
right.
if I'm looking at the microphone, I know how much that microphone costs, and I also
that's
know
right.
that's industry standard. So what
that's
that
right.
says to me is a person is serious.
That's right. Good point.
Does that make
like
sense?
100% makes sense. Absolutely. I'm the same way. Absolutely.
It's the details.
Details. It's all in the details. It's that presentation, the
mm-hmm.
way you present yourself. And so you knew how you wanted to present yourself, and you know what? You're there, and I can see you moving forward. When you did this radio thing, I was like, whoa, he really has a plan. He really
mm-hmm.
has a plan. You know, you might not have it all written out, but when you see an opportunity, I get the impression when you see a little light or an opportunity, you're like, I'm going to go that direction, and this is how I'm going to do it. I can see that. So
I'm going to tell you why I do that. See, you get me talking, but we're in the same time zone, so it's good. But I like because you get me, but I like that because you the reason why I do that, because you're actually helping me dispel a lot of rumors. This is why, like, I couldn't be jealous of other content creators, because here's my thing. I'm trying to figure out, okay, if I – not that I need it or I want it or I don't believe in myself, but if I never get a TV deal, if I never get that big Hollywood break, I still want to create a net worth for myself doing what I do. So it's not about competing with X, Y, and Z. It's like, okay, how can I build my brand and my entity to where, you know what, I can, if a deal comes to me, I can actually be choosy because
you know what,
I have a platform.
It's coming, Armand. I'm getting chills right now. It's coming. I can feel
well,
it.
Well, I'm
going to
be honest with you. I've had managers, Hollywood managers. Now I have a manager now. He's out in Europe, and I met him. I met my manager in Houston, but I actually had some deals with some managers in L.A., and I was so proud because the old me 2-3 years ago would have taken that because it sounded good to have a manager. Now
right.
that I have my own YouTube channel,
right.
I'm able to negotiate more. So now I'm able
right.
to say, I'm okay.
Yeah.
No,
mm-hmm.
thank you. You
right.
get what I'm saying? And so
sure
I want to be in that position with a network.
Yes.
I don't
yeah.
need you.
Well, you know what?
It would
you
be
might
nice.
Right now, Armand, you might not even need a network because people are getting away from all of that. This whole,
mm-hmm.
and I think what's revealing that is this whole quarantine thing that we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look what's really taken off right now. Like, YouTube is out of control right now.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom is out of control right now.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix is out of control. Where are the networks in all of that? They aren't.
Right.
So you might not even need that. I think you're building something else. You're laying down foundations for something much, much bigger that's coming.
Well,
for,
here's
for
what's
sure.
going on with this station here. Like, even though it's not monetized, this to me could be bigger as YouTube, because here's the thing is this is proving listeners. So if I can get some serious stats, then guess what? I can go and reach out to Sirius XM and try to get a satellite radio deal.
There you go.
You know
now,
what I mean? They're not going to care about my YouTube analytics. They're going to want to hear my broadcasting, just audio. What do your listeners look like? How many listeners do you get a month? So then I can go to iHeart. I can go to Apple. I can go to Spotify and say, hey, listen, I have these many listeners.
That's right.
I need a deal. You know, let's negotiate.
I totally see it, Armand. Good for you. You know, I'm
Thank
proud
you.
Of you. I'm happy for you. I'll continue to listen to you. As soon as you mentioned this app, I went to it. I love it right away because, like you said, you know, like I can just sort of keep it going, and don't have to necessarily be looking at that screen like you have to do with YouTube. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Doing, but I do enjoy watching you, though. I have to tell you,
I enjoy being on camera, so I'm never going to let it go.
And I can tell you enjoy being on camera.
Right, but there's some times that I just want to kick back and chill. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? It's been a joy speaking to you.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call, and maybe
one time
I'll be able to call you on YouTube as well, and hopefully you remember me. We're talking another time.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a good night.
Bye.
I love callers like that, because that means, like, these are people that really do their research and they really pay attention. Like, he had some great questions, and I answered them even when it came down to other content creators, because I didn't feel like he was being messy. I love that. And this is what I love about this platform. Like, this platform is like a treat. And, you know, I love this. And I feel like people over here, you can get a better understanding of who I am, how I work, and what's going on. And you got to think about it. Like, and you know what? And it makes me proud of the work and the money that I spend on trying to create different things, and when people acknowledge it, because he said something to me. He was like, yeah, and for you to even do this, like, yeah, there's not a lot of people taking the risk. Like, how many people, even though we dropped, we've been on here for a couple of hours, we have 229 people on here, but you got to understand, this is 229 people outside of YouTube. So that means we've had at least 200, but at our highest, we had 370 people or something. We had over 300 people come and follow us from YouTube to another platform. And I think that that shows that, like, I'm not looking at individuals that are waiting for me to make a move to do commentary. I'm trying to figure out what's next. So there's no way I could be jealous of a Wiley or a Mob Radio or anything like that. I love them with the blood of the Lord, but I'm not jealous of them. They could be as successful as they want to be. We're not on the same level. I don't even look at them for ideas. When it comes to, I think to myself, like, okay, because I have an idea of what I want to do and what I want to be. So I look up this stuff. But then when it comes to quality, I get inspired. But even before I seen Tasha K do it, funny thing. She uses this mixer for her podcast, but I already had it before she even did it. And I ran my podcast first. The same mixer that she bought, and the mixer she used for her podcast is expensive as fuck. It's $600. Lovely T used the same one. It's like over $600. But I had it before both of them. I returned it because the shit didn't work the way I needed it to work. But I also look at the quality. So I'm like, okay, Tasha K got some fire ass quality. I look at thumbnails. Okay, this person got this type of thumbnail. This one, okay, boom, 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 boom. I'm not looking at Wiley's thumbnails. I'm not looking at Mob Radio. I'm not looking, you know what I mean? I'm looking at impressive thumbnails. I'm looking at Daytime T thumbnails. I'm looking at Chronicle Speaks' thumbnails. I'm looking at Tasha K thumbnails. And I noticed when Tasha K do little simple shit, like she don't do the picture no more. She crops all the way out on a transparent, I noticed all that, but I'm like, bitch, I could do all that, but I'm a little lazy. I ain't got that much time. I ain't got that many people working for me. I look at Lovely Cheetah. Like, I look at people's thumbnails, but I don't look, like, I'm not looking at Mob Radio's thumbnails. I'm not looking at Wiley's thumbnail. I'm not looking at Storm's thumbnail. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're just not people that I'm inspired by. It's no shade. It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, I'm looking at Daytimes. I'm looking at Chronicle. I'm looking at, those are the people's thumbnails that I'm looking at. Tasha, Chronicle, Impressive, and Daytime. Period. And I'm making sure that my shit adds up and lines up with theirs. I'm not looking at a fucking Mob Radio thumbnail. I'm not looking at a Wiley Show thumbnail. So, like, when people be like, I'm competing with them, I'm like, bitch, y'all don't even realize. I don't even look to y'all for fucking inspiration. I don't even fucking. And then I'm so cold that I do celebrity gossip. But, bitch, I'd be over there in the white drama channels watching them. I'd be watching the makeup. I'd be watching all. I be looking at the little Asian boy that y'all don't even know how he do his setup. That's where I get ideas. I be looking up photography. I got so many like how to like white people on YouTube that teach you different stuff, and I be looking at like whatever. And that's how I be figuring out my shit. Like I'm not worried about you. I'm not worried about everybody, yo. Like I'm not. I be watching Daryl Leaves and just hella different niggas, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Philip DeFranco, like, and I'm not even into his whole shit, but like I be watching James Charles and like I be watching all kind of weird shit. But I be incorporating it into my shit. I don't know. That shit just be crazy. Like, that's why I be like, it be so crazy to me when niggas be like, I'm watching this channel and I'm jealous of this channel. I'm like, girl, I'm not even focused on, like, you don't even understand that. You don't even inspire me. If I'm only watching you, it's because I know that you're about to talk some shit about me. That's it. Like, it's not because I'm taking anything from you. Somebody says it's almost 4 a.m. Girl, it's only 12:51 here. Let me take this last call, 8448.
Hey, Oman, sorry for calling back again, but...
What's the matter with calling back? You could call back.
Yeah, the last caller really killed me in the beginning. What did he mean by he did not know whether or not he should call himself as black? A lot of us...
Oh, child, I don't know what that means.
I just want to say to the caller, it's okay if you're white. Like, white people can listen to Amon. It's okay if you're
8% white. I think he
white.
Was probably saying that he was some sort of Hispanic. Maybe he could have been Dominican.
Yeah,
or
it's fine to be that. It's fine. Even if you're Jussie Smollett and you're, like, adopted by some white people, it's okay. Some of us like that. It's fine. But anyway... He sounded like he was calling from a secret location with an FBI. And that was just funny to me. But to the Storm comment, I feel like Storm is probably, in my opinion, as long as he's not being messy, like in the terms of outing others or just like tearing down people in the community, I would say it doesn't really matter to me or it doesn't matter to other people, like as long as he's not being messy in that sense. And then for the Tasha K, real quick on that, I feel like as a child something, she probably wasn't a popular girl, so all her life she really wanted to just be liked. So now she's trying to find a way to just be on top and prove to people that she's that bitch, if that makes sense.
That totally makes sense.
And then also, in terms of you, like, branching out and networking, just keep doing you. The world, believe it or not, is a very small place, even online. It doesn't matter if you only have, like, 200 people in the chat right now. They could be a lot of celebrities or a lot of managers or just a lot of people that could bring you to the next level. So it's not always about numbers in that sense. And then... my last thing is, there's a person in the comment section that's been crying for the last 5 hours because I guess you hanged up on him like 5 hours ago. So can you just apologize to Cottrell?
He knows I love him. We love him. He's my baby. You can stay, Cottrell. You're my baby. I love you, boo. Your girl was on live. You stay with us, babe. You can stay. Give me a kiss. You here, baby. Okay, come on. Thank you. You okay. That's my baby.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. It's 4 a.m. here in New York, so I should be going to sleep. But I love your show very much.
Thank you.
So
and as far as Storm Monroe, I don't, like I said, I don't have a problem with him, and I don't think his sexuality really matters. My only issue ever with Storm Monroe, if you go back and do the research, once Tasha K announced him as her co-host, he went on his channel on live, and he started saying stuff like, "You are so mad that she didn't want you." Yes, she didn't want you. She chose. So they started pushing this narrative that I was imaginarily upset that she started working with him and we weren't working together anymore. And he was pushing that. So, but I was ignoring it for a while. And he kept doing that. And then it was when he tried to say something about my dad. I don't play about my father.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to get messy with my dad. Then he took the OG statement, and I can't hate on him because he did what he did. But that I was like, I'm not fucking with you. He capitalized on that and took half of the, like, because I lost over 2,000 or 3,000, almost 5,000 people during that time. They all went and started supporting him during that time, and he really started growing off of that. And then accompanied with the Tasha K. And then Tasha K kept telling him that I was jealous and intimidated by him. So he kept having that energy towards me. So I finally got fed the fuck up, because I'm like, bitch, you keep acting like me and you are one and the same, and you don't understand that we're not, you know. And so that's what happened. And so that's why I exposed him, because in my opinion, I have a lot of straight men around me. I have a lot of straight brothers. I'm actually one of the only gay people in my family when it comes to my brothers and cousins and things like that. So I know that not many straight men sit and gossip about women stuff, or not many straight men don't talk about women. Because as a gay man, I can sit and talk shit about a fine-ass nigga that I don't like, but still be like, but the nigga got a fat butt, or he's cute as hell. You know what I'm saying? And with Storm, it's just like, I don't see how, I never known a straight man to watch The Real or gossip about Wendy Williams or Tamar Braxton, like even the star, like he doesn't gossip about female shit. Even like the straight gossip channels, they talk about Drake and Kendrick and Tupac and, you know, like in the Migos, and they don't talk about Cardi B. They don't beef with Cardi B, and you know what I mean? They don't beef with The Housewives and Miss Quad. And, you know, like, to me, I'm like, you're sitting here talking about, you know, Tamar. Like, why aren't you on live with Tory Lanez and Lil Boosie during the quarantine having bitches clap their ass on quarantine? Right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, the only reason why I don't even have a bunch of niggas clapping their ass on IG Live, because I got a man. But as a straight single man, you ain't on your IG Live with some badass bitches clapping booty. Like, even on your YouTube, you're not even having a booty clapping contest as a straight, single young man. Like, with a platform full of women. Like, there's no way I would be a single man, period. And like, if I was a gay man, like, you know what I mean? Even when the boys call him my man, like, you know, he allows me to go, you know, do certain things because he understands. But even with the boys here, I give the boys a little flirt here, a little, you know, give them a little life, because I'm a boy and I like boys. Even though, like, I'm not going to ever disrespect my man, and he understands the business. But I'm just saying, like, that's what it is. With Storm, I'd be like, girl, like, instead of talking about a woman, you'll make a song called A Rotten Cookie. I'm like, what man sits there and talks bad about, what straight man sits there and drags women pussy? Ain't you supposed to like pussy?
Definitely. Do you know how old Storm is?
I think he's like 26, 27.
26. And he's from Georgia, right? Like down south?
No, I think, I mean, I don't know the whole T. I think he's from like Arizona. He moved to Georgia to work for Tasha K.
So it could just be like a religion thing where he's still insecure about himself and figuring out himself and wondering if he's bi or if he's just gay or if he's just confused.
I personally don't care as long as he keeps my name out of his mouth, because I don't just like the boy.
Definitely.
I just wanted him to know that don't play with me and you are not the same. I don't have a problem with the kid, though.
On that side, he's probably insecure and wanted to say, oh, look, come on, I'm where you were. I'm with Tasha K now. But he doesn't realize that you don't give a fuck. And he's probably insecure with the fact that you're very comfortable with yourself and you don't need anyone else to bring up your platform while he Tasha.
Because this is genuine, like, because I'm genuinely being myself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I genuinely have been doing, like, and before there was a Tasha, I was broadcasting. I was broadcasting on Facebook first. So Tasha didn't introduce me to broadcasting. You know what I'm saying? And then I was, even before I met her, I was doing Love and Hip. I was already monetized before I met her, you know, so she didn't help me get monetized. She helped me get maybe the, I think she got me to help me get to 8,000 subscribers. But since then, I've been on my own, and she didn't like she helped him. Like, she was painting his walls and bought him computers and told him what cameras to buy. Like, Tasha K said that she has an invested interest in Storm, meaning that she has put money into him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, she never, through our relationship, that never happened. I had to like, if when she posted pictures of certain stuff, I would look past her and see like what equipment she was using. So then I would Google it and figure out, okay, for to learn the different things about cameras, learn the microphone. Like, no one ever told me, this is what camera to get, this is what mic to get. I just did it because I was entertained. Just like you can say, like, people are like, the last caller said, oh, your lighting looks good now, Armand. You're this, because I see, oh, hey, well, wait a minute. This kind of cinematic lighting is kind of where we're going. So guess what I do when I'm not online? I play with the lighting, because this is what I really do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, so now you can see the difference in my channel or another channel. Now, maybe I'm not, my shit is not as polished as Tasha K, because it's just me, but you see that I'm willing to try, because when I'm, just because I'm not broadcasting don't mean I'm not working. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the difference between the two of us.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing and don't focus on him. He's just insecure and something that about you that he wants to emulate and copy, but he can't. So it's an internal struggle.
Well, thank you, Carla. What song you want? We're about to play a song. Give me a song. I'm about to play a song for you, because we're going to wrap up soon. We got 160 people here, but we might party for a little bit longer.
Okay, this would be my ratchet request. Can you play Video Phone by Beyonce? I really love that song.
Yes, let's play it with Lady Gaga.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm playing it for you now. Bye. Okay. I gotta say this. I think that Ken person in the chat is that same person, because I think Ma Brady was promoting them and they got a channel. Rico the Brat, I think that's the same person that has been trying to, bitch, I will sue you. Don't play with me. But I think that is that same person that has been trying to go. He did it on 7 Stars Live. A few months ago, he tried to do it on Mob Radio's Live. She lives in the Bronx. She's dusty. She's dirty. I don't know her. She found my address somehow on the internet at one point, so she thought she had credibility. And so she knew I lived on Pioneer Avenue at one point, but she's been lying and saying, well, it's a he. He's been lying and saying that I'm on crystal meth. Me and my man charged $40 for sex parties. And apparently he was here. So the fact that he would even include himself on being here, should let you know that he's a fan. But I really don't like that stuff, honestly. And I really don't want to have to go back and forth with that. So if that is you, please, because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a girl that wants to go to court like that. But bitch, like, I will have to make an example of you out of you, and I would be so mad because it would be such an inconvenience. Because bitch, I ain't never did this before. But bitch, I think I will really have to sue you for these lies. So I think that's who's in this chat right now, trying to say they was fucking me and this and that in Atlanta. I don't know, but we'll see when it comes out. But there is a Rico the Brat profile that goes around calling different I hate Armand chats, pretending to expose me. It's a lie. But at the same time, I think some of the stuff that he says, it'd be too much. Bitch, I never told you that. Girl, okay, she's about to be blocked. Okay, we'll start your channel. You're blocked. Like, it gets so crazy. That might be that Contrail boy. But outside of that, though, there is a Rico that is running around on YouTube pretending that they know me. So if you're listening to girl, I'm not playing with you. So I mean, it's not really even a joke. Like, some things I think it's a kiki, it's cute, it's comedy, it's this, that, and the third. But girl, to just say that bitches is on crystal meth and they having sex parties, bitch, I ain't never had no sex party at my motherfucking house. Okay. Oh, that's his name. That's his name. Sergio. Yes. That's it right there. Yes, that's the one. But I try not to give those pages attention because it's so many people that want to believe negative things about me. If I give it any attention, those people will blow those pages up. Yes, but that Sergio page is kind of like a Trey page, bitch. They just sit and lie. I don't know who the fuck that bitch is. Never met that hoe. Never talked to that bitch. First of all, never did crystal meth willingly. Never had a sex party. And especially never at Pioneer Avenue. So don't be fooled. You know, y'all know that these credit card companies and different companies sell your addresses to the white pages. So that's all these people did. They looked me up on the white pages and they found where I stayed. It's not that hard. So just because a bitch can say where I lived don't mean nothing. Please do not believe that. Because that happens a lot too. That happens a lot. So I try not to give that too much life. But when you start lying and then it be so, because they be over there on Mob Radio and these different platforms. And so I just be like, girl, hold on, because some of these people be knowing that shit is a lie, but they want to believe so much negativity. Because I will never forget, he was on 7 Stars and she was eating that up. And I'm like, girl, you're not even asking for no receipts. This bitch talking about Armand, why are you explaining that? Bitch, because I'm on my platform. Why are you here, bitch, if you don't like me? This is what we do over here. This is a raw, uncut radio show, bitch. It's only 100 people over here, bitch. Why wouldn't I not explain? Bitch, I'm not going to explain in my daytime show where we got thousands of people watching because you bitches are not relevant. Why are you over here mad, you dumbass bitch? Like, that be my whole thing. Like, you got bitches over here just to, they make other accounts just to be mad. Like, and it be some stupid assholes, bitch. What are you saying? I can't explain to my motherfucking people who the fuck is out here. See, that's the thing. When you be trying to ignore shit, that's how you know shit is for real. No, I'm talking to my core fans. I'm not, what's the problem with that? You hold this motherfucking delusional, bitch. I'm up chilling in the quarantine, tipsy, smoked, you know, chilling with my nigga, broadcasting on my radio station to my people that care. Why the fuck is it bothering you? I don't understand that. Like, bitch, I don't be focused on these hoes. Like, bitch, what's up, yo? Like, I'm over here drinking. I'm over here, like, low-key, I'm over here getting wasted, bitch. Eyes chinky. Bitch, I'm in my T-shirt and my drawers. Bitch, I'm finna get drunk, lay the fuck down. Bitch, I'm vibing. Bitch, and I'm listening to the DaBaby album, bitch. And my niggas here, we done smoked the blunt, bitch, and I'm chilling. Like, but, bitch, you done came over here and you fucking with me. I don't understand, like, why come all the way the fuck over here to fuck with me? Okay, somebody said, Amon, I really don't like you, bro, the way you talk to women. Offset baby mama, she was a hoe every other sentence. You got to be careful. Okay, Christopher, I appreciate that. But were you on the live where I gave away $500 yesterday, Christopher, and half of the winners were women? Hello, I'll wait. Were you here? So just like I talk shit, I also big up. I also give them. Were you on the Spirit Lounge where I prayed for people? You know? Were you here on my last two music shows last year where I gave $200 to Mocahontas and $400 to Rika? Bitch, I've gave out over... Bitch, $1,100 on my platform? Why didn't you have a comment about that? That'd be my whole thing. Y'all always be ghosts, bitch, when a bitch is doing the right thing, but y'all always here when you feel some type of way. Bitch, where was you at yesterday when we played the Armand Wiggins Show trivia, bitch? Since you follow me so much and you know so much, bitch, you could have got you some money. Where was you at then? Where was you at then? Like, that's what I'm be saying. Like, where do these people be at? But they be coming with this, like, bullshit, yo. Where was y'all at when we was giving away hundreds of dollars? On multiple occasions. Bruh, I'm gagging because tomorrow is 420 Pops and we were supposed to have a whole ass 420 party. Bitch, tomorrow is literally 4 fucking 20 and we're in quarantine. I'm pissed. All right, I'm about to block you because you don't want to deal with logic. So I'm blocking you because you haven't answered the question. So until you can answer the questions, you can be blocked. I asked him where was he at for any of that, and they only kept trying to drag some bullshit. So I blocked them. So then they'll go to Wiley or they'll go to Millie or whatever, and they'll go cry and complain, and then everybody in the chat will be like, yeah, we hate Armand. That's how it works. But they won't tell that you're dragging me on some bullshit. But I asked you, where was you at when we was giving away hundreds of dollars to black people, men and women, and they had no comment. They had no comment. I don't understand that. I need to hear a song. Who do I need to hear right now? What do I need to hear? Let's do a Nicki record. Y'all know I love Nicki. Oh. Oh, y'all want to hear a dope ass remix? Let me see. Let me show y'all Dope Ass Remix. Well, I'm going to play it on YouTube. Maybe to play on YouTube. This is a dope ass remix. Oh, I love this remix. It's one of my favorite remixes. Listen to this. I love that. I love that max up, but that's not the full one, but that I like that one. That one is dope as fuck. So that was a dope ass mashup for that song. I love that one. Yeah, y'all. So we in here chilling. We only got 99 listeners now, but we're gonna get out of here soon. So thank you guys. I know it's late for my audience because a lot of you guys are fucking out of town. They said play high school, maybe. I'm not playing that. So yeah, child, we got into a lot of things. I probably will end up uploading this, but not right away. But yeah, oh, shout out to the 1300 likes. I don't even know how many listeners we've had so far on the show. Let's see how many listeners we've had. So far, over 30,000 listeners. That's dope as shit. Thank you for that. Over 30,000 listeners. I'm trying to wait till we get to at least 1,000 followers. We need two more fucking people to go ahead and follow us, yo. We need two more followers so we can get 1,000 followers on this platform. That'd be dope as shit. They saying it's 421. Bitch, it's only 122 here. Oh, they wanna play Cardi B. What Cardi B we got? Let me see what Cardi B we got. I don't like the one with her and Fat Joe. You can comment. You know which? Oh, let's play something off of Invasion of Privacy. I like the one on with SZA. Okay. Okay, y'all know when we get on Real Radio 1, for real, we be on here all night. So tomorrow y'all might hear Real Radio 1, but don't be surprised if y'all don't hear Armand Wiggins. Real Radio 1 will probably still be banging out some songs, but y'all might not hear me because, bitch, I got things to do tomorrow, meaning I'm not working. All right, 2883, you live on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling from Slidell, New Orleans.
Okay. Okay, shout out to New Orleans. Hello? Okay, they just hung up. So, well, that's that on that. Well, guys, I guess we're going to wrap it. If we don't have anybody else or any other questions, I had fun. I love you all. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. We're going to play this. This is the one with her and Offset.